Hi, this is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about writing feature articles with elementary school students as another way to build their nonfiction writing skills. And this comes from an article in The Reading Teacher by Kent State University professor Denise Morgan. And what Morgan talks about is how often the only nonfiction writing elementary school students do is the research report, the report on animals or the U.S. states, things like that. That, while there's certainly value to that, it actually doesn't take them through the full process of writing. That it's more about collecting and compiling facts than it is really thinking about author's purpose and crafting a piece with putting word choice in a particular way or putting a paragraph in a particular place. And so what she talks about is that actually by writing feature articles is a really powerful way to help students with this more authentic kind of nonfiction writing. And just to be clear, like a feature article has a couple of elements. It's usually a long form article you would see in a magazine. And it has a personal story, it has a strong voice, it has some opinion, and it definitely has some facts to it as well. So that's what we're talking about here. What Morgan talked about in her class of fourth graders, which she did this with, were that a couple of elements were necessary. First, she had to have a whole bunch of really exemplary anchor texts to help students see what a good feature article was. And she drew these from sources like Time for Kids, other sorts of magazines and compilations of feature articles that are on their level of reading. Then, using these, she did a couple of key mini-lessons and then did this entire unit in a writer's workshop format. So I'm going to just describe four of the key mini-lessons she talks about in this article. The first one was analyzing the structure of feature articles. What Morgan did was she broke down the components of feature articles to student-friendly terms of facts, story, strong voice, and opinion. And then the class analyzed anchor texts and identified each component, figured out what it added to the article and different ways that the authors organized their pieces. Then the students broke into groups and they looked for each component in articles that they chose before coming back together. And then as a class, they created a chart and talked about their findings, what was similar about all of the articles, what was different about the different articles, what did authors do and why. And lastly, as an independent practice, students color-coded the same articles. They went back to the articles again, color-coded the anchor texts to visually see each of the four components, facts, story, strong voice, and opinion, and to see where they tended to fall within the structure of the article. The next mini-lesson that was really important that Morgan talks about is this idea of selecting a topic. Because in addition to class discussions about like the breadth of a topic versus the depth of a good topic, what Morgan really wanted them to do is choose a topic that they both were really interested in but also knew a lot about. Because it's hard to write a feature article if you don't have any amount of background knowledge. So she led the class in a brainstorming exercise where they listed a topic they were interested in and then just free wrote everything that they knew about that topic. That actually led many of her students to realize that they actually didn't know that much about this topic that they thought they were interested in. It was really only kind of a passing interest. So they then were able to change to a topic they both were interested in and knew a lot about. The third mini lesson that she talks about as being really important is about utilizing facts. And in this lesson, what Morgan and the class did was they went back to those mentor texts, to those anchor texts, but this time they were looking for the specific ways in which authors were using facts to advance their cause or to get across what they were trying to convey. So they discussed, for example, what interview quotes were these authors including and why, and what do you think the authors would have done if there wasn't an interviewee who had said something that in the sort of strength that they wanted them to say it in. They talked about how to use statistics. You know, when is it not, why would you use 45% and when would you use almost half? When would you use 87% and when would you use almost all? They talked about descriptive word choice, too. When are you calling something interesting? When are you calling something strange? Why would you choose certain words in conveying facts about your topic? The fourth mini lesson was on choosing a title, which is often overlooked, but Morgan talks about that it actually really gets at, again, what the author is trying to do. And so what she did was she sort of split titles into two categories. She talked about how there were straightforward titles, very much just saying what the article is going to be about, and then what she called the wink at you titles, which are the more clever and wordplay ones. And she required each student come up with 5 titles of each type before choosing the best one. And she said in some cases this resulted in some real gems. Like one student titled his article about how people should eat more clementine oranges. Titled "Oh My Darling." And then there was another student who did an article on forest preservation, and he titled it "Why Should I?" question mark, as a way of really like invoking the emotion of the reader. So in conclusion, expanding nonfiction writing past just research projects can really get at a whole lot of deep learning for students around their writing. And more includes the quote that I'm going to just read, which is, so when students select a topic that you love, when you don't give up, when you keep trying, when you rewrite, they're all key understandings for writers. Writing is a layered process that takes thinking and rethinking, writing and rewriting. It is challenging work, and the students demonstrated that they were ready for this challenge. So that's all for this week. Happy teaching, and we'll talk again soon.